It is important to remember that as a facilitator of the group, you are a servant of a group, a steward of the process. As a facilitator, your role is one of servant leadership. You must exhibit power with rather than power over. Your role is different from a chairperson or a president of an organization because you are only in charge in specific ways and for a limited time. As a facilitator, you need to trust the process and keep faith in the group's wisdom, that the people holding the solutions to their problems are capable of figuring it all out. All you need to do as a facilitator is support that process. Sometimes, when we facilitate groups, especially when we may be a content expert in the area the group is discussing, it becomes difficult to avoid putting our personal feelings into the issues under discussion. As a facilitator, you should not contribute opinions, ideas, feelings, answers to questions, input on proposals, or solutions to dilemmas. In short, you should not be part of the group. It interrupts the learning process. You give up your power to influence content in order to hold an impartial space for group discussion. If you have an idea that you're yearning to tell somebody, or you think is very important to the group, wait a little while. Usually, someone else will come up with what you were thinking of. Keep in mind, as a facilitator, it is appropriate to suggest solutions to process dilemmas, such as time running out. Or if two parties are caught in conflict, as a facilitator, you may interrupt and suggest that we come back to discuss that topic at a later time. But do not, under any circumstance, become native or part of the group.